This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
I want to welcome back to the program. Joining us now here on the Zioli Show, Donald Trump Jr. Hey, Don, good morning. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Rich.
Absolutely. So welcome back to Pennsylvania again. You guys are obviously spending a lot of time here, which is really great. So thank you for doing that.
Well, no, it's important for us to do that. We got to, you know, actually speak to the people that my father wants to represent. But more importantly, we also, you know, we kind of don't have a choice, right? We're not like the mainstream media. We don't get Joe Biden treatment where he can go in a basement for 4 days. He can call in for 4 days with 14 days left, hide in his basement because of the Hunter Biden stuff, refuse to address it, and allow the media just to do the cover up for him. You know, we don't get that benefit. So we got to be out on the ground.
Yeah, well said. It's unbelievable to me. He pulled a lid till Thursday. It's not unbelievable. It's what you'd expect from Joe Biden, but they just give him a pass on it.
100%. I mean, I know people who are campaigning for first grade class presidents that have spent more time and put in more effort to win than Joe Biden has for president of the United States. But again, he doesn't have to. I mean, I don't blame him. He doesn't have to. The media will do it for him. You know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they're covering the Hunter Biden, the stuff that's coming out now that's very clear. You know, no one from the Biden campaign is denying that those emails that show flagrant corruption, Joe's literally compromised by these foreign countries at this point, and the Russians. This is the Russia collusion that they spent 4 years looking for the Trumps. It's here. It's just with the Bidens. And now that it is, no one has any interest. Facebook is actively suppressing it and censoring it so that people can't see it. Twitter is doing the same. The mainstream media, they're actually attacking the New York Post, the second largest paper in New York, a 200-year-old institution in the city, and, you know, trying to say that it's fake news. And yet, if it was fake news, you would think that someone from the Biden campaign would actually come out and deny it. But they won't do that because they know it's true.
And you had yesterday, you had the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, come out and say there's absolutely no evidence that this is Russian disinformation. You would think, right, that after that, George Stephanopoulos would come out and say, you know, my bad for not bringing this up at the town hall with Joe Biden last week. I'm really going to get into it now and try to do a deep dive and understand this. Nope.
Yeah, not even close. They won't even. They're sticking their head in the sand, pretending as though it didn't happen, trying to make sure as many votes are counted with people who don't realize that literally Joe's compromised by these foreign countries, who Joe's been boosting for years and who Hunter's been, you know, milking for years. I mean, you think that they gave, given all of his issues, personal and otherwise, you think the Chinese government, the Chinese sovereign wealth fund, you think they gave Hunter Biden $1.5 billion with a B, dollars, because they thought he was a great financial investor? No. They're playing the long game. They're buying control. They're going to make sure that Joe Biden's soft on China, allow them to dominate the world. That's what's going to happen. You see what, you know, Joe Biden can get away with things. If we're in Pennsylvania, right, he came to Pennsylvania 2 weeks ago, said he's not against fracking. But if you look at his website, you see it's like the number two issue. He's going to shut that down. He's going to kill all those jobs. He's going to eliminate our energy independence. That's really bad in Pennsylvania for him. And so no one's going to cover it. No one fact-checked it at the debates. They just let it go. Oh, as long as it helps him, we'll let him say it. It doesn't matter if it's exactly the opposite of his actual platform that's on his webpage.
Donald Trump Jr. is here. He's going to be in Pennsylvania today. He's going to be up at State College at 3 o'clock today. If you are up in the area and you want to go see him and say hello, we're happy that he's going to be back again in Pennsylvania. Let's talk about the debate Thursday night. I know that you tweeted out, a lot of us are very concerned about the debate moderator and her ties to the Obamas. And also, too, the format of the debate, which has changed again. And now they have this ability to mute the president if he speaks.
Yeah, well, you know, they're going to do whatever they can to boost Joe Biden, just like they changed the rules after the vice president swept the floor with Kamala Harris. Then they had, you know, Joe Biden's former intern was going to be the moderator of that one. So, you know, there's nothing impartial about these things. They wanted to yesterday, literally yesterday, they wanted to eliminate. It was supposed to be the foreign policy debate. They wanted to eliminate foreign policy as a topic because you understand that foreign policy would entail having to talk about Joe Biden and his son taking tens of millions of dollars from Russians, from the Chinese, from the Ukrainians, whoever it is, but they don't want to talk about it. I mean, so I don't have much hope for these debate commissions. They've shown that how ridiculously biased they are. You know, they say they're a bipartisan network. Their definition of bipartisan is having Democrats and never Trumpers be on a panel. Like, that's bipartisan for them. It's pretty sick and disgusting.
I mean, is it worth the president even doing it? If your dad just decided to do another town hall meeting without Joe Biden there, I mean, would that maybe even be a better move? I like that format, by the way. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I did too, actually. I think it was a lot better because, again, you know, when Joe Biden and the first base start, all it is lies. You know, it doesn't matter. He can say whatever he wants. No one's going to fact check it. So that's why you do have to interrupt. You can't let someone go on for 2 minutes that are just, you know, flagrant lies, knowing that there's not going to be any follow up, knowing that the moderator isn't going to do his supposed job, and call out just the flagrant nonsense. The best example of that is like the Charlottesville hoax. You know, they take a portion of a sentence, they stop at the comma, not at the period, and they run with it as though it was gospel. I was brought up in the first debate. It was brought up in the VP debate. It's brought up by Joe Biden every time, and it's just a lie. And the media's like, oh, you know what? That's perfect. It's good. Let's just run with it. I mean, this is like literally the biggest. The biggest American hoax, the biggest hoax period was the Russia hoax that they pushed on Donald Trump for 4 years. Now that we know it's Joe Biden, it's the opposite. But this is literally the biggest hoax pushed by the media about something that a politician never said. And yet they run with it as though it's gospel even 3 years later.
You know, too, what also I think frustrates a lot of people is again, with the polls, you know, it's the same thing like in 2016. They keep talking about these polls over and over again. I think a lot of this is about disenfranchising Trump voters so that they want to stay home on election day. But I got to tell you, Don, I mean, there are people that are lining up, and they had this big at the Newtown Athletic Club yesterday or the day before. Gigantic 12-mile-long car rally lasted for hours. I mean, you see that kind of grassroots enthusiasm for your dad. You just don't see that for Joe Biden, and you cannot measure that with a traditional poll. You just can't.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, we see those things out there. We just got to make sure that everyone votes, that no one sits it out. I mean, when you see what Facebook and Twitter and Instagram have done to a major newspaper just because they want to help Joe Biden, I mean, our freedom of speech, you know, it's not just the Second Amendment now that I'm worried about. I mean, our freedom of speech is literally on the table in this election. If we don't crack down on big tech, on social media, on the censorship, that's gone. If free speech as we know it in America is gone, and the Democrats will be fine with that because those companies censored this free speech the way they would like it to go, not the way the average American would want to go. And that should scare both sides, frankly, in a major way. Those companies have gotten way too powerful. They're abusing that power. And the Democrats are fine with it because it inures to their benefit. But we really have to push back and make sure that everyone gets out and votes. Don't sit it out. Don't take your chances. Get out there and do it.
You know, in Pennsylvania, you have until Friday at 6 p.m., I think it is, to turn in your ballot. And it doesn't even have to have a postmark on it. I'm worried. You know, I'm worried that there's going to be election shenanigans, especially in this state.
I think 100%. That's why, we have to have people watching that. We have people that are volunteering, going to the polls, watching, trying to prevent whatever gamesmanship. But that's why it's also so critical to get everyone out. We just got to overwhelm it. We got to win big to prevent that kind of stuff from happening. I mean, you see the games being played already. That's their game plan. That's the way they plan on winning. The reality is Donald Trump delivered for the American people. He created the strongest economy we've ever known, the lowest unemployment, the highest number of new startup businesses. He's pulling us out of the endless wars, most importantly, frankly, that our own generals can't tell us why we're in, other than someone in D.C. wants to get a board seat at Raytheon in a couple of years. So, I don't know, let's keep our kids over there. And he's getting peace deals done in the Middle East. You'll never hear about those accomplishments from the mainstream media because, they will do whatever they can to suppress anything that's good by Donald Trump. But the reality is he's got real accomplishments. Joe Biden's been doing this for 47 years. You know, he loves to say he's from Scranton. He left Scranton when he was 9 years old. He's been an elected D.C. official since his 20s. He's not blue-collar Joe. I've had more blue-collar jobs than Joe Biden, and I'm the son of a billionaire from Manhattan. But he sells this, and the media does too, because they're using him like camouflage to try to get the radical left in there. And that's what it is, because it is the radical left when you're surrounding yourself with Kamala Harris, when you're stealing Bernie Sanders' platform, when you have Beto O'Rourke as your guns are. I mean, that is the radical left, and people have to wake up to it.
Make America Great Again event today with Donald Trump Jr. There's two events today. There's one up in State College at 3 p.m. and there's also one today at 6 p.m. at the McClanahan Corporation in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. Don, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Give our best to Kimberly and, of course, your father, and we will talk again soon.
I'll do that. Thank you, Rich.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.